Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I definitely want to use this time to just shout you all out. You have been rocking with me, whether it was just from the beginning or just new listeners tuning in now. I don't take this lightly at all. I'm definitely grateful for this opportunity, this platform to just be able to have conversations with you all. It means the world to me that you all are just tuning in, listening, sharing these episodes and getting more people. Like, I have started this podcast 2 years ago, and to see where I have grown from 2 years ago to now, it's truly been a journey, and I feel like we have grown together. So I don't take this lightly at all. I really don't. But I definitely want to start hearing from you all. Let's talk about some things. What is it that you want me to talk about? What is it that you want to talk about? I am open to having people on my podcast being guests, and we are just having those natural needed conversations. It can be about anything. I am a woman that speaks highly on holistic health, motivation, empowerment, self-care, self-love, all those things. So if you want to talk about some things, definitely shoot me an email at melaninheadwraps@yahoo.com. I respond right away. If I don't, you will hear from me in 24 hours. Within that 24 hours, that I should say. But definitely, I'm just so grateful. I'm truly grateful. It's been 2 years since I started this podcast, and it's really been amazing. It's been a journey, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. I don't look at it as, I just want to hear my voice. But no, this is really for you all. And I definitely take heed to the words that I'm saying, even for myself, because sometimes you just got to get yourself through some shit. But to know that this is being well received and you all are just rocking with it, it means the world to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A million times thank you. All right. Love you all. Let's get right into this episode. Okay, so if you did not know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and honestly, this is right up my alley. I enjoy talking about things related to mental health, which is why I started the segment Healing Series, where I am having conversations with amazing people who work in the mental health community. I enjoy spreading the awareness of mental health and just discussing the importance of checking in with yourself. See, the mind is a beautiful thing. It is truly a beautiful thing, which is why we should be taking care of ourselves mentally. Just think about it this way. You know who you are. You know your body. You know your emotions. You're aware of your emotions. You know who you are. So when there's something not right with you, there's something out of the ordinary that is going on with your body, you check in. You have to do the same thing with your mind. You have to, mentally, you should be checking in with yourself. Mentally, you should be checking in with yourself. There should not be a moment where you are not making sure that you are good. You are aware of your emotions. So emotionally, you have to check in with yourself. The importance of checking in with yourself helps you to grow. You learn new things about yourself. You're able to think more clear. You notice that something is not right, so you check in. It's the same thing when you're feeling ill, you're feeling sick, stomach aches, body aches. What do you go do? You see your doctor. You have to do the same thing with your mind. Check in with yourself. Go see your therapist. If you don't have a therapist, I recommend that you get one. If you're not comfortable with having a therapist, find someone that you trust to talk to. It's important that you are checking in with yourself, because if you're not checking in with yourself, you're going to go into overdrive and you're going to eventually crash, which is something that you don't want. If you are a hardworking individual, you have projects coming up, you have events to plan, you have so many different things going on in your life, being a parent, being a friend. You have to check in with yourself, which is why self-care is so important. You have to take some time out for you. Get yourself together and make sure that you are good and you are handling your business mentally. Check in with yourself. If you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling depressed, you have to recognize when you are feeling that way and check in. Make sure that you are good, because you can't be good to other people. You can't be good to your job. You can't be good to your children, your friends. You can't be good to yourself if you're not good. You have to check in with yourself. Life will be such a smooth sailing when you can recognize when you are mentally not right and you let that out. You can't hold on to your whatever it is that you're feeling. If you're stressed, you can't hold that in. If you're feeling depressed, you can't hold that in. If your emotions are so heightened and they're all over the place, you cannot hold that in. Talk to someone. Let it out in ways that will be effective for you. I push journaling very often, because even if you don't feel comfortable with talking to someone, talk to yourself. You have to talk to yourself. And see, people think that it's crazy for you to talk to yourself. They think that you're delirious or delusional because you're talking to yourself. No. You are supposed to be talking to yourself. If you don't feel comfortable with talking to someone, process your own thoughts. Write them down. Write down however you are feeling, whatever is going through your mind. Write it down. You aren't supposed to hold that in. That creates more baggage that weighs you down, that you don't need in your life. Because instead of you pushing forward through life, you're slowing down. You're holding yourself back because you aren't mentally checking in. Each day, there should be a day where you have a reflection. Take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm gonna challenge you. I don't feel like I gave you guys challenges in a while. So I'm going to challenge you to take at least each day 30 minutes to an hour to have a reflection. Reflection meaning checking in with yourself, asking yourself questions. How was my day? Did I feel a certain way when I had this conversation? What was my thought process, or what was I thinking when someone said this to me? At one point, where did I check out? What made me check out? Did I have a good day today? You have to check in with yourself. Ask yourself those questions. I'm challenging you all to have a reflection each day. 30 minutes to an hour. You should have a moment in your life, in your day anyway, when you need to be taking a break. Use that time to reflect. Mentally check in on yourself. Find someone to talk to. Reach out to a friend and say, hey, whenever you get the time, can we talk? Talk to your spiritual leaders. Whether it's a pastor, someone you look up to spiritually that will get you together, that will keep it real with you, that's who you need to be talking to. Because if you don't feel that you're capable of being real with yourself, you need people in your life that's going to keep it real with you. Check in, mentally check in. Recognize when you are feeling a certain way. Pay attention to your emotions and how they are making you feel. If you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling depressed, you feel yourself burning out, check in. Check in with yourself. See, I know for me, my job, I'm at this time working from home remotely. And I can send my supervisor a text like, hey, right now, I'm not feeling it. So I'm just going to either take a couple minutes, maybe a couple of hours, or I'm just going to take the day off. I'm able to do that to make sure that I am okay. I'm very vocal about my feelings. I have that self-awareness when something is not right with me, whether it's my emotions, my body, my mental well-being. I have that self-awareness where I know that I need to check in with myself immediately. You are supposed to be at peace. And although there's going to be a lot of things going on in your life, a lot of shit that you probably can't even handle, or you feel that you can't handle, because I feel that us as human beings, we are equipped to handle a lot of bullshit. We are equipped to handle everything. But even if you feel that you can't, it's okay for you to take that time to yourself to check in. Reach out to someone. Write it down. Talk to yourself. There's beauty in talking to yourself, because you know who you are. You're learning more about yourself. Don't think about what other people think or how crazy people say it is. Talk to yourself. It's okay. For those of you that like to meditate, I encourage you to do that. That's also another way of checking in. So you have to be aware of when your energy just shifts. When your emotions change. You have to be aware of that so that you know that it's time for you to check in. Because if you're going to continue to keep going through life and not effectively handling things and letting it pile up, you're going to crash. That's not good for your mental well-being. That's not good for your health. You have to check in. Find ways to do that. You can't keep living each and every day without making sure that you are okay. Because you're no good to no one if you are not good to yourself. If you feel that you are doing all that you can, even for myself, I use me as an example all the time. There is not anything that I can't do for there isn't anything that I wouldn't do for my family. They call me, I'm there. But how good was I to them? If I wasn't taking care of myself, I was no good to them. I couldn't help them the way that I should be or could have been at that time. Because I wasn't checking in with myself. I wasn't good to them because I wasn't good to myself. I had the mindset, they need me, I need to be there. But I was starting to burn out. I couldn't take care of my own shit because I was taking care of other people. You have to check in with yourself. Because once you get so frustrated, you start to lose people in your life. That could potentially be supposed to be in your life forever. You start to lose those people because you shut down mentally and emotionally. You shut down. Check in. Make sure that you are good. Okay? So ways that you need to be checking in with yourself. Talk to someone. Spiritual leader. Someone, a close friend. Someone or a family member. Someone that you trust. Your therapist. If you don't have anyone in your life that you can trust, talk to yourself. Because you need to be gaining self-awareness anyway. You need to be learning and figuring out who you are. Talk to yourself. Write it down. Write it down. However you are feeling. Your emotions. If you are not feeling your best, write it down. Don't hold it in. Meditate. Meditate. It takes 10-15 minutes to do that. That doesn't even take long at all. Meditation, the beauty in meditation, you are able to process your thoughts. You have that opportunity to release that negative energy. Whether it is you're writing, talking to someone, you're releasing that negative energy. Those are ways that you can check in with yourself. So again, I'm challenging you all each day, 30 minutes to an hour. It's vital. Check in with yourself. Make sure that you are good. Have that self-awareness. You need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. Because there's only one you. No one should be telling you who you are. You need to know who you are. Check in. You should be mentally and emotionally checking in with yourself. Take care of yourself. It's only one you. There's no other you. Now, because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, I will be adding the breathing exercise segment at the end of each episode for the month of May. It is vital that we take a moment to just pause, slow down, and breathe. It gives you that time to just regulate your mind, focus on your body, your emotions, your mental well-being, and how you are feeling. Give yourself a break. Slow down and breathe. Okay, find an area where you are alone, that's quiet. Tune out all noise and all negativity. Become one with your mind, your body, and your soul. Close your eyes. Let's inhale. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. Again, inhale. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. Last time, inhale. One, two, three. Hold it. One, two, three. Exhale. Three, two, one. That's it. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.